Affordable housing is getting harder to find in Nome and surrounding villages. The regional nonprofit corporation Kawerak is drafting a document to present to the state legislature identifying housing as one of the major issues facing the communities in the area. KNOM's Zachariah Hughes reports from Nome.
Pearl Mikulski heads Kawerak's Community Services Division and says the organization has only just begun working to understand what they see as a serious regional concern.
Kawerak full board has identified some priorities to focus on this year, and housing was one of the top priorities, and all of our villages are facing housing shortages, multiple families living in one home and older homes that are in poor condition.
It's an issue that affects villages and hub communities alike. Pat Hahn is a builder in Nome with decades of experience putting up homes and apartments, and says that while some of the cost culprits are familiar, others are more nuanced.
It's hard to control the costs here. Freight, of course, is the obvious one. Labor costs tend to be match whatever the materials are. And really the biggest issue is getting land and the sewer lateral, the sewer and water lines, under control. And they can be extremely expensive. Right now the city is completely enclosed in Native Corporation land and in mining claims. So there's no place to go.
That's not unique to Nome. In many of the communities, there's little land left to be spared for new homes. Another issue is mortgage structures that are unrealistic for bush communities where income is augmented by subsistence and capital reserves for monthly installments are limited. The constraints on buildings seep into the rental market here in Nome, which is in the midst of a population expansion. High demand and higher costs for renovating lessen the financial incentives for maintaining pricey rental units. Sue Steinecker, director of outreach for the Nome Emergency Shelter Team, says the scarcity of adequate units keeps professionals from taking jobs in Nome.
We can't get professional positions filled in this town because people don't want to move to Nome. They have heard that the rental market is incredibly tight, that what's available often isn't very nice, and it's at an extremely high cost.
The crunch is even tighter in the communities around Nome. A large part of the problem, says Pearl Mikulski, is that there's no development model currently in place that can meet the needs of tribes in rural parts of the state.
Kawerak's just beginning to explore the politics of how to obtain the funding and what the issues are to assure that houses are built in rural Alaska. And there is a urban bias where we feel that a lot of the funding does go to the urban areas instead of the rural communities, and Kawerak wants to look into making it easier for tribes to get the funding to build homes.
The most comprehensive statewide housing data available is from a 2009 report when state revenues and economic growth made funding opportunities very different from how they look now in an era of shrinking budgets. The pace of new unit construction is further slowed by how reliant regional entities have been on outside funding. Not only are costs associated with building 3 and 4 times higher than in communities on the road system, but the grants, loan programs, and development funds often bring complex logistics that drag out for years. Carrie Bowling is with the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation in Anchorage and explains a bit about how they help allocate funds through a mix of other agencies.
The regional housing authorities receive funding from the federal government through NAHASDA, and those funds help them to develop affordable housing in their region of the state. One of the things that is interesting about the HUD funding is it doesn't always cover everything that's needed for a housing project to happen in a particular area, and that's where Alaska Housing comes in.
AHFC's recent development efforts in the region have sought to remove housing as a barrier to education and safety by helping add units for teachers in Stebbins and St. Michael's, as well as a new building for a VPO in Koyuk. But in a region with aging housing stock, harsh weather, and a growing population, there's a lot more that needs to be done. And nobody is yet sure by whom. For KNOM in Nome, I'm Zachariah Hughes.